be specific. People listening right now that want to learn more about the Women's Sports Foundation and particularly this report card, how do they get a hold of that?
Oh, we can go to the website. It's www.womensportsfoundation.org, and you can see, you know, we have there the entire report card, and certainly you'll be able to get updates. You can join our newsletter and see the great work that the Women's Sports Foundation is doing to try to get more women participating and to get more women in the governance structure of the International Olympic Committee and Paralympic Committee.
Right now, on the IPC, there are 15 members, and there are only two that are women. How would you change that?
Oh, well, I mean, I think a lot of it's just bringing attention to this problem. I think this is the first step. You know, I was astounded to see that in the IOC, it's the same percentage, 13% of the committee, of the International Olympic Committee, is women, and the same thing on the Paralympic Committee. The fact that already that the Olympic Committee is 115 members and the Paralympic Committee is 15 members says a lot to me about priorities. But, you know, when we're looking at dismal participation rates, 38% women for the Olympics, 20% women for the Paralympics, and our leadership doesn't even measure up to those dismal numbers when we're only looking at 13% women in leadership positions, you know, it makes it difficult. If we don't see the women out there doing this, it's you're not giving little girls something to look up to and a vision and something, a reality that they can say, I can do this too.
Let's talk about a specific thing because I think it helps people visualize changes. One of the things is specific sports, that women's sports that are added to. And there's one called ice sledge hockey in the Winter
right.
Games. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it's something that should be added, we feel, for the next Paralympic Games because there's certainly enough women athletes who can play that sport and want to play that sport. And it would tremendously boost the numbers of participation for the next Paralympic Games if they added that. And so right now they have, it's a sport that they have for the men, but they don't have it for the women. So, you know, essentially it's anybody, amputees, wheelchair athletes, you know, if different levels of paralysis, they play ice hockey, but they do it on these, well, they call them sledges. So essentially they're much closer to the surface of the ice.
Okay, now, we're going to get technical here, but we're talking with Amy Mullins about how women in sports can be encouraged. It's not always men. It's not always the good old boy network as well. Sometimes it's women understanding that they can take a role more. Final question to you, Amy Mullins, who is the president-elect. When do you take over as president, by the way?
January 1.
In January. So, you know, I hope we can have you on in a couple weeks, and we'll give you a state of you know, Congress, your inaugural address, if you will. But let's talk about financial incentives, just very quickly. How do you increase the number of quality technical assistants for women in events where they're underrepresented?
Well, you offer these financial incentives. This is where the IOC and the IPC can really step up their game here. And if they allocate financial incentives to the international federations so that the quality technical assistance programs increase, that the number of them, these programs increase for the national organizing committees, in these events in which women are underrepresented, you'll really start to see a difference, you know, and especially even for sports where, you know, that aren't even offered to women on the Winter Games calendar for Olympics and the Paralympics. I think, you know, if you really start to, you know, it's sad to say, but money talks, and if you give these financial incentives to the organizing committees and to the international federations, I think we'll start to see a big improvement.